Hey, welcome to the Transform You Live Show. If you have already begun your personal transformation journey, or you want to start one, this is the place to do it, where we share stories, books, and much more valuable information to help you along your step forward. Let's tune in now. Okay, hello, my people. Welcome back to another amazing show. I'm your host, as always, Marcus Hart. And shout out to my co-host, Paul Grease, who you will catch on later on another particular segue of the Transform You Live Show. This is the Transform You Live Show, as I just repeat myself while doing a double here. This is the only place where you can make real life and business transformation, harnessing the power, optimism, hope, and faith. Today, we got a wonderful guest here, someone who's I'm very honored to be in the presence with. She's doing some amazing things with her company. She's definitely bringing some humor and, you know, some lightness to the chaos that we all are going through. and if you were watching TV last night, you probably saw some more chaos. so we can use some laughs. I for one enjoy laughs. Having used to be a stand-up comedian. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about, first of all, I'm going to tell you the company, and then I'll tell you the person, and then I'll let that person tell a little bit more about themselves. In her own words. So 30 Pot Cards. They make offensive greeting cards so you can get the glory of being funny as fuck. So I have the founder online with me right now, Miss Dow. Miss Dow, how you doing?
I'm doing really, really good, Marcus. I'm so happy to be here today and with you and the Transform You Life Show. Really excited.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. And, you know, I got a chance to check out the website. The website, once again, you know, for those who are right there, it's dirtypopcards.com. They heard me say just a little small, you know, a little one-liner about what you bring to us today. But in your own words, can you share with us, a little bit about yourself, specifically your transformation journey from where you started to like where you are now?
Of course, I'd love to. So I'm a first generation Vietnamese American. Both my parents made the very, you know, scary, dangerous journey to come to America in search for a better life. I'm forever grateful for all the opportunities that are available to me now, you know, that I wouldn't have had I had been born in Vietnam. I was able to go to school. I actually studied accounting at the Arizona State University. And honestly, straight from high school, I actually started my corporate career there. And I have been with that company ever since until recently, until I kind of, you know, built up that confidence in myself to actually leave that corporate job. And then that caused me to kind of, you know, start Dirty Pop Cards.
Hey, that's awesome and truly amazing. And I think a lot of people going to be really inspired, you know, by, you know, just the fact that, like, you know, you come from, you know, very, very humble beginnings, people who, you know, are just definitely the, you know, the framework and the fabric of what our country is all about. And, you know, I can't appreciate you and your family enough. And then, you know, you took it the traditional route, but then, you know, you said, okay, it's time to do something exciting. It's time to do something, you know, I'm kind of passionate about. And I can appreciate that a lot. So, you know, founding the humor company in the midst of a serious pandemic is what your claim to fame is. And you've seen that there was a need for balance for humor and the reality of this this new normal that we all are in. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I guess your own frustration. Was it your frustration that it arose out of, or just you saw that there was, you know, a need that need to be met in our current situation, or, you know, and you took the opportunity to say, here, I'm going to inject something now.
So honestly, the idea of Dirty Pop Cards is something that I actually had the idea a few years ago. But, you know, at that time, I, you know, was working a corporate job. I was really happy with where I was. I was making good money. So I was honestly just more afraid to leave that comfortability. And, you know, at that point in time, I was also, you know, kind of afraid to put my name behind such a really bold brand. I just truly, I wasn't really comfortable yet. And the tipping point was, you know, with all the chaos, that's going on with our world right now with COVID and social injustice, you know, everyone is going through some really, really tough times. And, you know, 2020 was a year of, you know, unexpected. There was a lot of things that I didn't expect to happen this year. You know, like many other weddings, you know, my fiance and I, we had to cancel ours just 10 days before it took place. I was shocked and I was devastated. I never thought in a million years that that was something that I had to do. And on top of that, you know, I witnessed very close family and friends of mine kind of, you know, arguing over masks and, you know, what's going on. So all of that just became really real and it was really hard for me to see. And on top of that, you know, I was sent home for quarantine. So I was kind of locked up at home. So there was a lot going on and I spent a lot of time just kind of on my phone trying to pass by time. And I found myself just kind of on social media, scrolling through like meme pages and TikTok videos as a means to just pass time during quarantine. But what I really found was I found that, you know, I wasn't the only one looking for a distraction. Truly, the whole world was looking for some humor. And the tipping point was when Cardi B's coronavirus comment, you know, it's real, got remixed. And that video was just, it was so popping. It got, you know, it spread. People were laughing. People were, you know, making jokes. Right. And, you know, for a split second, it almost felt like the world was normal. And it felt really, really good for me to feel that. So, you know, though times are really tough right now, I feel like sharing a laugh with a friend is important for us to truly get through these hard times together.
Yeah, you're so right. And there's nothing more universal than a good laugh, you know. So, and I definitely, you really take me back down memory lane here, you know, and it seems like it's so far ago with that Cardi B, but it was not that far ago. You know, as time passed here, you know, we definitely, you know, can still use those laughs. And you know, and I, you know, again, I can't congratulate you enough. And you know, what stood out most to me is the fact that you didn't want to like put your name behind something that was such bold, you know, boldness is this. But you know, as we can't continue to see in our change in society and culture, is that, you know, boldness is really, really actually the way to go, as it, you know, show true authenticity, and you know, people tend to gravitate towards that. So since making this leap, you know, fully and kind of like putting your foot in water now, you know, both feet in water, and you know, and maybe, you know, starting to walk a little bit waistline, you know, have you gotten any remarks that like now are like even more encouraging than, you know, when you first had like the initial thoughts that like came to mind, and like, oh man, you know, like, oh, I can't believe I'm putting a male organ in a in a flip card, or you know, so things like that, you know, and especially coming from a corporate position.
Most definitely. I think it was more just a more internal problem that I had. I lacked the confidence, and I honestly feared judgment. I fear judgment of my parents, of my friends. I'm like, oh girl, what are you doing? Like this is not you. But you know, but since I have, you know, grown beyond that, and now that I'm so open and I actually share with my, you know, I share with everyone what I do, all my fears, they were nothing that I should have been afraid of. Right. Everyone has showed me so much support, so encouraging, and everyone has been so willing to actually help me and share designs and share, you know, input on how they feel I could improve as a person and even improve the brand overall.
That's amazing to get that type of support. I think that's so crucial and so important. And you know, I think what it really is, you know, mostly is that people are kind of looking for that person to, you know, do the things that like they're afraid to do also. And, you know, and when you can make that leap of faith and just step out on it and just allow yourself to, you know, I guess kind of jump out of the airplane, you know, so to speak, and not worry about, you know, where you're going to land. I guess the support just, you know, tend to come. And so speaking of which, you know, you made this full-time transition, you know, from corporate America to full-time, you know, to full-time entrepreneurship, you know, other than, you know, just the initial hesitation early on, has there been anything else that has arisen out of like your transition that, you know, you really saw happen different within yourself internally that you really appreciate now? And like, and of course we got those long nights as entrepreneurs. I just had one last night. So,
well, the transition itself was, you know, definitely not a easy transition for me. You know, I didn't share this at the beginning, but the company that I worked with is actually it's a family company.
Oh, wow.
It's ran by my family. Yeah. And I was with them since I was 18. I'm now, you know, 30. So I was with them for 12, you know, going on 13 years. Yeah. And the hardest part for me was just finding the right moment to say, I guess, to kind of leave them. It was really hard because, you know, while I was for 13 years, I built my entire professional career with them. I grew with them. They taught me so many things. They've been my mentor through business and through life. And on top of that, like, it, you know, it sounds really, really crazy. And a lot of people won't, you know, may not agree with me, but I truly enjoyed working with my family. And everything about it. And it wasn't until, like, you know, when the pandemic hit and, you know, the uncertainty of my job, did I really, you know, wonder, you know, was this the path I wanted to take? Did I wanted to put my destiny in someone else's hands? And that was when I decided that I wanted to be in control of what came next for me. And, you know, when I started Dirty Pop Cards, you know, it brought on a totally new set of challenges that I'd never faced, you know, working for somebody else. Because, you know, when you work for somebody else, when you come into a problem, there are teams to help you. But when you're an entrepreneur, and especially when you're new and it's just yourself or maybe your spouse, it's just you two. And you spend a lot of time just trying to figure out what you think is the right position to take for your company and for yourself. I'm sorry, Marcus, I can't hear you anymore.
Oh, that's my fault. So, yeah. So there's some really key things there that you know, really rank up. And one of the biggest things that jump out to me, and people might find surprising, that, you know, that you actually enjoy, you know, working with your family. And, you know, but the mere fact that you were able to absorb from that experience and see, like, hey, you know, there's some skills here that I'm picking up. There's some knowledge here from this experience that, hey, since age 13, I feel like I've been kind of groomed to do this. And you know, I got these things out of this experience, and I can walk in my wisdom from that lived experience. And a lot of times people don't know how to tap into that. They sometimes like feel like they're like a man or woman on the island, and it can get really lonely there. So I really commend you for that. And I think people really, really need to hear the importance of like looking back on your experience and being able to look, know that you got resources from those experiences to bring along with you and put in the toolbox of your new journey. With that being said, you speaking of like past and, you know, and just humor, you know, so like your sense of humor, where did it come most from? You know, is it, you know, because like, you know, as I mentioned, you got some things on this website, young lady, that that, like, you know, if I would have just brought to like one of my sets, you know, my stand up sets, I would have got a bunch of laughs here. So where does your sense of humor come from?
No, my sense of humor, I think, is the collaboration of inspiration of everything around me. But mainly, when I'm around my friends and family, you have to have some pretty thick skin. They're pretty rough. They're constantly roasting, we're constantly roasting each other, picking fun of, and it's more just for laughs. So we do have to have a strong sense of humor to be around my friends and family. But I don't consider myself the funniest person. I was never the class clown. But the instigator and for me, I think the foundation of my sense of humor is definitely my mom. She's the worst one, in the group. And being her kid, I can't say anything back. But when I do call her out, she's like, I'm just, conditioning you for the real world, so you're welcome.
Yeah, so she literally did. Oh, that's nice. So I got some. I got one of my favorites here. So the make it rain.
My favorite design too.
Oh man, this design is just very, very impressive. It's very artistic, and I love how you were able to capture what goes on in a strip club. This is really so the who are your artists? Who are the ones who can really capture what it is that you want to put out?
So it's really funny that, you mentioned her. She's actually one of my favorite design, and the funny story behind her of the inspiration of this design is actually a real experience
Oh,
story
really?
I
Oh,
have
my.
about my younger
That's
girl.
even funnier.
But as inspiration for the design, I draw inspiration from everybody around me. And like I said, she was inspired by a story that my little brother told me. I build little characters from, really close friends and family that we know, little quirks about them, their sense of humor, things that they like. And from there, that's where it starts. I have a team behind me, illustrators from, they're drawing out the details. And then I have another team that actually makes the 3D come to life. So I have a really good, design team that truly makes these designs come to life. But a lot of them are based off of real life experience, as of right now. So all of them kind of have a little quirky, funny story behind them.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely see where the story element of it really makes it more intriguing. I think people really going to appreciate that a lot more. As my cat, he's also intrigued as well. why do you think the comparison of your humor is that of a teenage boy?
I'm really not sure why that is the case, and it might be because we say that we're the greeting card company that just never grew up. But for me, I pull my inspiration from my humor through my comedic idols, like Ali Wong. I think she is hilarious. Amy Schumer is another one. These are the ladies that have truly built their success by truly just being themselves. These ladies, they're crude, they're full of attitude, and they just don't give a damn of what anyone has to say about them.
Exactly.
Truly inspired, a little bit of my sense of humor as well.
Yeah. You really draw from some real good company there. I love the people you done brought up. They are like unapologetic in their approach, and I think that's the best way to be. And the teenage boy, we know they're renegades. So that type of humor is definitely encapsulating, and really appreciate that. So speaking, you name some comedians out there that you enjoy. So is there any others besides the ones you just listed that you tend to kind of draw back to and really can say like that person's really got stuff.
One of my biggest ones that I've just been watching, I actually been watching a movie that he's been in, and it's Kevin Hart. I
Okay.
He's hilarious, and
Yeah.
he plays into the stereotypes, and it's so funny the way he's so real, and you know, his, I guess, more his emotions behind it.
Right.
It's just hilarious to me. The movie that I'm constantly watching every single night is Jumanji. Just my character. Yeah. I love the adventure behind it, and they combined adventure with comedy. It's one of my favorite movies.
I will forever love the backpack scene now because you know, because of what TikTok did with the backpack scene. So
for sure. And,
yeah, they made me love it even more. So yeah.
Not only that, they had the littlest guy carrying the most. The
exactly, the most, the heaviest stuff. You know, so that's yeah, it's really, really, really amazing. So yeah, so you know, so what do you hope, you know, people think, you know, to think, you know, when they receive or especially when they buy a, you know, dirty pop card.
You know, when someone is buying a dirty pop card, I just hope that the person who gets the dirty pop card, they're laughing. And honestly, the harder they laugh, the better. For me, I truly believe that, you know, laughing, it builds relationships, it strengthens relationships. But more than anything, when there's unexpected laughter, those are the moments that, you know, you remember 10 years from now. Oh, you know, you remember that one time you did that and it was unexpected. And that's what we're hoping for when someone buys a dirty pop card, is it's they're creating memories just through laughing.
Absolutely. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are, you know, talking and having a wonderful conversation with Thao Lam. She's the founder of Dirty Pop Cards. You know, you can check out her website at dirtypopcards.com. That's dirtypopcards.com. Make sure you check that out. So we're going to continue this conversation for another couple of minutes here. And talking here, if anyone happens to have any comments along the way here, you can drop those comments. You can ask, maybe ask a question if you have a question, or, you know, just leave some encouragement, you know, but do check out the website again, you know, it is going to brighten up your day. It is going to make your day a little bit lighter, you know, because when I first checked it out, you know, right away, something stuck out at me, and I didn't expect it. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that was coming. So,
literally.
Yeah, so literally. Yeah, literally. Yeah, literally. Yeah, so, you know, as you begin to just envision, what's to come in the future for you and your brand, you know, there's a ton of things you can do. You know, people may ask, okay, so are you only going to do the pop-up cards? Or will you do t-shirts? Will you do anything else outside of that?
You know, I'm really, really excited about what we have coming. You know, as of right now, we don't have any plans to expand out of just the pop-up paper greeting cards, like no merch or anything like that yet. But what we have coming, especially with the holidays coming around in regards to the design, with Christmas, I can't share too much details of what it is, but okay. I can tell you that I put Santa on the naughty list.
Oh man. So I could just imagine, you know, what we're gonna be looking at here. So
wait for that one. And then for Valentine's Day, oh man, we have, you know, this is something that's not been around. So we're having so much fun over here just kind of playing with it. So couples, you know, just be on the lookout, you know, expect the unexpected when it comes to, you know, one of our cards.
And
you know, beyond just the holidays and, you know, what we're doing with designs, what we're really excited about is truly, you know, the big vision of what we can become. You know, we would love to, you know, have partnerships with really big brands like South Park and Family Guy and It's Always Sunny. Those are the kind of shows that are right up our alley. They're raw, they're funny, they're real. And they're not being jerks. They're just, you know, entertainment, and they're spreading laughter. So having a partnership like that is honestly one of my biggest dreams. And, you know, if it happens, you know, this year or next year, then great. But if not, you know, bigger vision, that's something that I really, really want. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, we definitely can look forward to that. We definitely can really anticipate, you know, what that would look like, especially, you know, because there's so much that come out of South Park. There's so much that comes out of the Family Guy. Those two alone, you know, people will be looking forward to those. You know, so you definitely just answered my next question, you know, there, you know, so so she was like, I was like thinking like, oh, she just read my mind. So, you know, the biggest thing, you know, that, I guess a lot of people, you know, are, you know, really highly appreciative of is the fact that like you didn't really, you know, really choose to go a political route this, you know, this go around. Now, is there any particular reason why, you know, you are drawn away or shying away from political satire, or that, you know, you feel like that may not be your lane, or, you know, or maybe sometime in the future?
You know, I feel like I read your mind, then you just read mine. Okay. You know, we have something coming for it. We have something coming, you know, with what we are doing. You know, we are, you know, tiptoeing a really, really fine line. Right. And you know, we're not afraid, you know, and we do have some things coming in regards to political and what's going on with our, you know, what's going on with our world right now. So, you know, just keep checking back. It's probably going to be launching really soon here, and you guys will see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, you know, because, you know, I think, you know, the ones who's, you know, who masters that the most is right now, they got the lock on that is on Saturday Night Live. And, you know, as far as like, you know, on screen, you know, but, you know, we would like to have some novelty to joke with each other, you know, so definitely be looking forward to that. So if there was any, you know, any words of wisdom or, you know, anything you can really offer up to the audience out here, you know, what would those things be? You know, because I, you know, once again, people really, you know, they either want to do, you want to do what you do, and that's just being able to transition, you know, from corporate America and, you know, be an entrepreneur. Or they, you know, maybe, you know, currently, you know, in their freelance position, and they just say, hey, you know, I feel kind of stuck, and I just want to, you know, be unstuck and kind of level up and stay consistent and not feel like I need to go backwards. So, you know, what can you say to those people specifically?
You know, for a long time, you know, like I shared with you, I didn't have that self-confidence, you know, and it was just more internal, and it was more for me just being shy and not, you know, wanting to share myself because I was so afraid of people judging me. And, you know, once I was able to truly break that barrier of just, you know, talking, just opening my mouth and just, you know, these are my friends anyways, what was I so afraid about? I don't know. Because when I did share, you know, everything has been so positive. And honestly, looking back now, the biggest regret that I have is just not doing it sooner. Is I should have just truly, and it may sound really, really cliche, is I should have believed in what I did, you know, and what the idea that I had. I shouldn't have been afraid. I shouldn't have let, you know, the fear and the judgment of other people get in the way of what I truly wanted to do. So, you know, my words of wisdom is, you know, do what you want to do. You know, my philosophy for Dirty Pop Cards is F them. And it's because I wanted that mentality of, you know what, I'm just going to push forward. I'm going to do me. And, you know, if someone has something to say about it, you know, F you, you know, I'm just going to move on my own day.
Yeah. You really make me proud to be a millennium right now. So like, yeah, like, you know, I'm so hopeful for our generation and, you know, and just, you know, the leaders that are, you know, arising out of our generation and, you know, just, you know, the unapologetic, let's just make it happen approach to, you know, what, you know, to your philosophy is definitely more of what we need. And so many people need to just be constantly motivated and inspired by the words you just said here. So, you know, thank you so much. You know, so, you know, with that being said, you know, do take the time out right now to, you know, leave us all of your wonderful contact information so people can, you know, find out more about the company itself. And, you know, if they want to stay connected socially with the company, they can do that, or anything else you would like to just add on the back end of that as well.
So, you know, we have all of our design listed on our website at www.dirtypopcards.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You know, just I think it's the @ or the you know the / Dirty Pop Cards. We do post, you know, really fun memes, really fun stuff on there. So make sure you follow us. We also have, you know, we also share upcoming designs on there, little sneak previews if you guys want to, you know, kind of be in the loop of what's going on. You know, we did go live this morning to cheer everyone, you know, my nerves of this morning. You know, because, you know, Mark, you know, you are my first interview.
Oh, okay. So, I'm honored. You know,
thank you. You know, so I was, so we always share a lot of insight on there for you guys. And then also on our website, we do, you know, always up to date. You know, we are about to start a blog to kind of share with you guys everything that's going on in, within this industry as well.
Nice. So some real cool things that's available to you guys. You guys can take a part of that right now. You know, you don't have to delay. All of the links and all of the information will be in the episode description, available. Some of it is available right now if you happen to be watching or listening live. If you happen to catch the replay, we will add more of those links in the episode description, especially in our blog article as well. So we definitely encourage you guys to take the action at this particular time. So any shout outs you want to give, Thal, or, you know, anything else you want to add, you know, before we come to a close here?
You know, I do want to shout out, you know, my fiance, my almost husband, Levi, my family, everyone that has been, you know, just a great support system for me. You know, they've been so positive and uplifting. I really, really couldn't have done it without them. And, you know, be here today and talking to you about this, this wouldn't have happened without them.
Absolutely. Shout out to the future hubby out there, and, you know, and La Familia. So, you know, definitely, you know, we definitely appreciate, you know, them sharing you today. It, you know, is quite the honor. You know, Hallmark, take that.
And Mark, yeah, so. I definitely want to also thank you, you know, as well. You know, to be a part of the show is, you know, it's great. And I'm really excited to, you know, to be here today and to talk with you and to share with you. You know, you truly made this, you know, conversation really comfortable for me. And I'm really glad, you know, that you were, I guess, my, you know, my first interview. You truly made me feel comfortable and you led me into this very well.
Yeah, they will never be able to tell that was your first interview because, like, you know, you actually carried the show. So believe
that or not. Yeah, I think it was you. You helped me a lot.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, so as we come to a close here, you know, I definitely want to thank Thal again. So hold the line just briefly here, Thal, while, you know, while we get our fans here, you know, with their next action here. So fans, audience, we need you right now. So if, you know, if you haven't heard, I done said it a couple of times, do check out Dirty Pop Cards. You will not regret it. You know, when I say you will not regret it, you will not regret it. You know, you're going to laugh yo off. So be prepared for it. You know, so usually I get a little bit more unadulterated than this, you know, but I got my kids in the studio right now, so I can't get too unadulterated. So the additional thing is, you know, catch all the social medias, do that. And most importantly, if you happen to be watching this, listening to this, however you're doing it, do take the time right now. Take the link, hit it with a share, share it around, share it with somebody you know, share it with somebody you don't know. And then you yourself, and importantly too, repeat it a couple of times, because sometimes we can miss some things. And, you know, it's always good to get that repetition caught up in our brains so that, like, hey, you know, maybe I didn't get the message the first time. Now I got it the 15th time. So now you know what to do. And then, you know, once you visit the site, you come back and thank me. You know, you will thank me. But most importantly, thank Thal directly and give her some shout outs and love on her Instagram. This is the Transform You Live Show. As always, I'm your host, Marcus Hart. You can follow me on Twitter at Marcus_Hart. And that's without the E. It's just like Kevin Hart. Transformyou.us, transform the letter U.us is the website where you can check out the video version of this and get the gateway to the podcast to find the podcast and all that good stuff. So until next time, And well, later on, actually, we got another guest. So many blessings, peace, and lots of love. We're out.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Transform You Live Show. We do this every Wednesday, of course, with some many interviews in between times. So don't forget to share. Check us out at transformyoubroadcast.com. Just transformyoubroadcast.com or transformyou.us.